You're on Texas Standard Time.
Published reports say the Trump administration wants to decertify the nuclear agreement with Iran, and this could have implications that go way beyond symbolism, and not just for Iran and the U.S. Paul D. Miller understands this well, a former White House staffer in the Bush and Obama administrations. He's now Associate Director at the Clements Center for National Security, University of Texas at Austin. Welcome.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
All signs pointing to President Trump announcing the international accord with Iran, no longer in America's national security interests, but as I mentioned, there are several other countries who are parties to this deal. If the U.S. were to walk away, does that necessarily kill the deal altogether?
Well, it weakens the deal considerably, although it's possible the European allies may try to stick with the deal and see if they can salvage it after the United States pulls out or decertifies Iran.
Well, we know that British Prime Minister Theresa May was on in a phone call with President Trump, apparently on Tuesday night, reaffirming Britain's commitment to the deal. But one wonders if Iran were to say, hey, look, this, without the U.S., this doesn't mean a whole lot, or was it really all about repatriating the billions? Was that the U.S. role here on the bigger picture?
You know, I think that this is going to be a test of how far the world can go without clear American leadership. It seems that the Europeans may want to have an opportunity to see if they can carry the ball forward with the Iran nuclear deal without American involvement. And the Iranians might be perfectly willing to see if that could actually work. I was actually just in Europe recently for a conference in Riga, and there it was remarkable how little they talked about the United States, how little they talked about American policy. And they were very much focused on finding sort of European solutions to world problems and looking for increased German leadership, in fact.
Is that the bigger picture here, that what we're looking at is kind of the nuclear agreement version of the climate deal that the president walked away from a few months back?
You know, it may be. As I said, we may be seeing an emerging pattern of what the world looks like when there's less American leadership. For years, American foreign policymakers have insisted that the United States is the indispensable nation, that we should continue to play the role as the traditional sort of leader of the free world. And I agree with all that. But it seems that the American voters have elected somebody who doesn't want to play that role. I think the American people want to get the benefits of that world without paying the costs of having to lead that world. And I'm not convinced it'll work.
Well, but let's look at it from a slightly different perspective and take the administration at its word. Donald Trump, as a campaigner, said that this was the worst deal ever. Whether or not that's true, there have been serious issues raised about the verifiability of what the deal says about Iran's nuclear program. The IAEA inspectors say they simply cannot check whether or not Iran is doing any sort of nuclear research in its military sites. That seems very important to whether or not this deal means anything, does it not?
Absolutely. And there are problems with the Iran nuclear deal. All the experts who have looked at this said that Iran does appear to be living by the deal. However, the deal itself has some structural problems. Some of the enforcement and verification mechanisms are a little weak, and I'd love to see that improved. I don't think that the president it seems to me that he's using that as an excuse to torpedo this and kind of relieve the United States of responsibility to remain actively involved in diplomatic efforts to resolve the problem with Iran. So while there are problems with the deal, I'm not quite a fan of how the administration's going about extricating the United States from it.
If you're a Texan and you're hearing about all this, do you have any particular stake in this, or is this something happening far away that you really don't need to be paying much attention to?
Well, if you care about the stability of the world, then yes, we all have a stake in this. Look, this is a really dangerous situation. It's a kind of a militarized standoff between, on the one hand, the United States and some of the world's great powers, and on the other hand, a state that sponsors terrorism and I think is clearly aspiring to build a nuclear weapons capability. That's going to affect everybody. And Iran, in the heart of the Middle East, that's going to affect energy markets for decades to come. Of course, that's big in Texas. So, yes, we should all be deeply concerned about the outcome of this.
Paul D. Miller, Associate Director, Clements Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much for taking a few moments out to speak with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you.